Actually, the two are very closely connected because we depend upon our military to keep open sea lanes and freedom of commerce so that we can sell our agricultural products all around the world.
That's the ranking member of the House Armed Services Committee, the retiring Mac Thornberry from Texas, says agriculture and national security are in fact linked.
And at the same time, trade relationships with agriculture help foster partnerships with countries that enable our military to do even more. So this increasingly, you can't put things in separate categories. The military is over here and the economy and trade are over here. They are more and more related. And I think in some ways, the United States is a little bit behind other countries in bringing all of these instruments of national power and influence to bear in advancing our national agenda.
With Thornberry concluding a 26-year run in the House, what's his advice for new members of Congress?
I think the first thing that comes to my mind is exemplified by the committee we're in now, the Ag Committee, as well as the Armed Services Committee, and that is find a way to work together. That's the way you get things done. And the Ag Committee and Armed Services are the two committees probably that do that the best, work together across party lines. Unfortunately, in today's politics, we are too much in our corners, throwing tweets and press conferences against each other. It's and unwilling to reach out and work with somebody on the other side. It doesn't mean you have to agree with them, but you may disagree on this today and agree on that tomorrow. So those relationships are important. That's proven every 5 years when we pass a farm bill. It's proven every year when we pass a defense authorization bill. So that's my first thing, because it's so countercultural to the way politics is working these days. The country needs to have its representatives able and willing to work together, even if they don't agree on everything, but at least make some progress. And man, we need that today.
Thornberry is so well respected that this past National Defense Authorization Act for fiscal year 2021 was actually named the Mac Thornberry NDA. So what is his advice for voters?
Well, I think my first piece of advice for voters is don't believe everything you read. We have more information at our fingertips than any people in the history of the world, and yet it's harder than ever to know what's true and what's not. So don't just take some email or some blog post as gospel truth. Check it out. Use your common sense. And that includes when you are communicating with your congressman or senator. Don't believe everything that you hear about them. Check it out for yourself using common sense and your experience and so forth. And secondly, I would say expect your member of Congress not just to be a TV star, who is throwing political barbs. Expect him or her to get things done and work with others to get things done. That's the only way your interests, the interests of our country, are going to be advanced.
Mac Thornberry from Texas. And in Washington, D.C., I'm Tony St. James.